Are you alive because of Jesus tonight? Thank you, Lord. Let's worship Him again. We worship You, Jesus. We praise You, Lord. We magnify You, God. You're so good to us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. You may be seated. Just wanted to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here in person, those worshiping online. I know some of our elders have faced sickness and are watching online. Man, we love you. We miss you. We are praying for you. Amen. And so we appreciate your wisdom and your counsel in all our lives. Amen. We miss you. But if you are a first-time guest, it's your first time worshiping with us, we want to encourage you to stop by the kiosk if you're here in person. We do have a small gift for you, just a couple points of information on our connection card. I would love to get to know you, would love to connect with you. And if you're worshiping online, you can head to that bit.ly link that's listed there. You can scan that QR code that's on the screen right now. We would love to connect with you. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. Amen. Amen. A few ways to give tonight. You can give in the offering box if you're here in church. You can mail it in. You can go to our website and give, or you can download, it's not our, but it's the Church Center app that is part of our new system, a church management system, and you can give right through there. And so I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. Many ways to worship the Lord in our giving. Amen. Anybody love to be a cheerful giver? All right, there's a couple of you. Good. Rest of y'all, we'll pray for you. It makes it so much better when you're cheerful about it, you know? Amen. Amen. So every one of you have a way right now tonight to look up some information. And while I'm giving the rest of the announcements, the first person, I have a $5 gift card here who can tell me where David Catt, our missionary next Wednesday, is a missionary to. First one gets that gift card. So moving on, no staff. Y'all know because we're going over it. Nice try. So look it up. Let me know. I'll get you in a second. A couple of things here. Announcements. November. We talked about this on Sunday, but our November Bible quiz challenge. We're excited to learn the Word of God. Amen. Sister Martha, would you raise your hand? She's head of our Bible quizzing program, and she is just encouraging everyone to memorize Scripture. And these are our October and November Scriptures up there. Proverbs, my eyes can't read it, so it's up there. But so read it yourselves. 15, I think it is, 1 through 3, and bifocals don't help. 28 through 33. Look at that. Yep. How did you find that, Sister Carla?
Church app.
Oh, there you go. So now you know that you can look up information right on the Church Center app. Who's coming? What events are coming? Right there. I see someone else with their thing. You just didn't come up. She's like, I'm getting that gift card. So enjoy that. It probably can buy you a soda, a Quick Trip, but enjoy that. Amen. So download. I'm going to skip ahead. Download that app. Amen. You can give on there. You can pre-check in, parents, for Sundays. You can check the calendar. We got some other cool features that are there that we'll be introducing in the new year. So download that app. Anyways, moving on. But Bible quizzing, want to encourage you to memorize Scripture. And I hear there's cookies involved. If you send a video to Sister Martha, if you don't have her information, contact her. Send that a video of you quoting the Scripture, and she'll get you some cookies. Amen. Amen. It's so cute. Fiona started playing those songs. If you hit that QR code, there's some songs, and it's really funny to watch a two-year-old. Amen. So hopefully we can get a cookie out of, like, you know, 20% of the words, the last phrase, you know, good God. That's where Malachi's at. So hopefully that will work because Malachi wants a cookie. Amen. This Saturday, we're excited. Craft and Vendor Fair, we host this. This is a community event. Sister Britt and Sister Julie Buchholz, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come support local vendors. It's not just folks in our church. A lot of community people. Be a witness. Buy something. Strike up conversations. Just come out and be here 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Amen. And then lastly, we are looking forward to this Sunday. Jonathan Mackey is going to be here. And then next Wednesday, David Cadd, missionary to Madagascar and the Congo, is going to be with us in service next Wednesday evening. And so we're excited for those upcoming services. With that, we have a special promotion. Sister Brittany Waters, come on up for a ladies' promotion. And then it'll be followed by Pastor Jerry.
Hi. Thanks, everyone. I'm up here to promote the annual ladies' event for CGC. So in the past, we've done, like, in October or November, a ladies' conference is what we have called it. This year, we've elected to push it back to the first weekend in November, just with all the holidays and everything going on with families. November. December. So it will be Friday night the 3rd and Saturday the 4th. So with this, registration will be going live this weekend. It'll be a QR code and a link. Watch the CGC Ladies Facebook page for that, or you can see myself. I can get that information to you if you're not using social media. The purpose of this event, you might look at it and go, work, womanship, what? We just really didn't want anyone being confused if we called it workmanship. So For all of you men, you are not invited. I'm sorry. we're actually taking this from Philippians 2, 12 through 13. We've chosen to go with the Amplified version for the clarity it provides. It talks about working, cultivating, and pursuing actively God in relationship and connection with him and with others. So that is our goal with this event. We will be meeting Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Deerfield Coffee House. We've actually rented it, and that will be a time of worship and fellowship. So we really encourage you to come. Invite somebody, invite a friend, a neighbor, someone that you've been ministering to or thinking of a lot or that God places on your heart. Please come. If you can only come Friday or you can only come Saturday, don't feel restricted if you can't come to both. We want you to know that you're welcome at either or, but we'd love to see you at both. Saturday, we'll be here at the church. There will be a coffee hour that begins at 8, but the actual event will begin at 9 and go to 1 o'clock, ending with lunch. The Saturday portion will actually be facilitated discussion. So we're really excited about that. We have some awesome ladies, Lauren Neesom, Lori Grant, Jane Rossing, Abby Thompson, or Powell, Jessica Rivas, Casey Sandin, and Sister Lindsay Simmons. We're all working to facilitate this event. We will be just giving small points of discussion, and then we'll be breaking up into groups to discuss those points. So with this, we're really hoping to just grow community, connection, and relationship with God, with others, and even to understand ourselves a little bit more. So Pastor Peter wanted me to mention that we do not at this time have planned childcare, but if that is a barrier or a hindrance for you attending, please reach out to us. We do have some limited options, but we just wanted to make sure that everyone is aware that if that's something that's going to stop you from coming or make you not able to come, please talk to us because we want to make sure that you're there. He wanted me to specifically mention that there's a rumor going around that Pastor Jerry and Josh Stone and Peter and Kirby might be planning some like fun kids thing on Saturday at like Jump Zone or something. So I don't know. He said to talk to them. But we want all the aunties, mommies, grandmas, friends to be able to come. So we don't want, you know, you to feel like I can't go because I'm obligated to have my child with me or I'm obligated to watch someone else's child. So we hope to see you there. Talk to one of the ladies that I mentioned or myself if you have any questions, and look for more information coming soon.
All right, real fast, I'm looking for volunteers for our Thanksgiving dinner coming up November 25th. We'll be working the day before and the day of, also for some special promotions. To cut time on this type of announcement, does anybody know what we're going to do? We're going to cook food. We're going to serve food, we're going to deliver food, and we're going to clean up. And we're going to meet and greet our visitors and treat them like kings for a few hours at least with the best food that we have to cook. So for just real briefly, if you plan to volunteer or you want to volunteer or possibly want to volunteer, could you raise your hand and keep your hand up for just a few moments? Okay. And Sister Stone, if you just, she's just going to write your names down and... she's just helping me out with a notebook real fast. So just keep your hands up for a few minutes. Maybe when Pastor Roy starts preaching, you can put them down. And I do appreciate you all. And we're going to have an awesome time. We do need delivery drivers also who would be interested to take some food out to some people who are shut-ins or their police and fire emergency folks that are working on Thanksgiving, unfortunately. We can bless them with a hot meal and some love. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. If we can all just stand. Breathe life into these dry and thirsty souls.
from heaven, Jesus. Hear your people tonight. Show us your glory, Jesus.
Church, we talk about show us your glory. Sometimes we look for the glory of God and all the big things. But you know, you can go outside almost any night and there's the most awesome display of the glory of God in the heavens that you could ever see. Show us your glory, Lord. He doesn't hide it. On display for all the world to see. You can be seated this evening. Just want to give you a little bit of an update. I talked with Brother Steve Rogers, who's our foreign missions director for the District of Wisconsin. And he frequently, because of his position, goes to headquarters. And we had talked with him about the Ethiopia project that we had raised funds for. And I'm very excited to tell you that most of those funds, now if you've made a pledge, we still want you to go ahead and fulfill the pledge there, but we have done a great job, and I appreciate all of the folks, the families that have pitched in for this. But I told you earlier that we were looking at a Brother Billy Cole Foundation, and for some reason that didn't happen with Brother Billy Cole, but Foreign Missions came back and said, well, we would recommend that you run this through a foundation that we would be starting. They would take care of all of the, I don't know how all that stuff sets up, but they said they would take care of getting it all set up, but it's going to be an honor and memorial for Sister Nona Freeman, which I'm very excited about that. Some of you know Sister Freeman, and she spoke here in the district a number of years ago. I think actually the most attended family camp we've ever had. She was the keynote speaker. And so she's worked in, her and her husband, Brother Freeman, they worked in foreign missions most all of their lives. So I was excited about that, and I'll let you know a little bit more as this develops. But Brother Desta had contacted, excuse me, the pastors that he works with there in Ethiopia, and had mentioned about what has happened here with the fundraising and building them a new building, a headquarters building. It may not be their permanent headquarters building, but it will be their first building that they've had. And he said that Brother Steve Rogers said that many of the ministers, the pastors, just knelt down and began weeping because they were so just so thankful for what has happened here. So just continue to pray for the work there in Ethiopia. Also talk with Brother Forkpaw, or we email back and forth. International phone calls are very difficult on a cell phone. So we contact back and forth, and things are going well there. In Liberia, they're running into some of the same situations that we're running into here in the States, with escalating costs and shortage of materials, but they're pushing forward and wanting to try to complete this project up by mid to late spring of next year. So continue to pray for that. And then also, Brother Jonathan Mackey will be coming this weekend. So I'm excited about him coming, but I did talk with him last week, and he informed me that he was not traveling alone. Many of you know that Sister Mackey, Judy Mackey, which was his wife, she had passed away probably 5 or 6 years ago. Not for sure exactly the timeline on that, but he informed me that he now has a new wife. And he said, I don't want you to be surprised. I said, well, we probably would have been. So when you see him and come in and sit next to a lady, I don't know. He might have told me your name. I don't even remember. Sister Mackie works for me. But anyway, just wanted to bring you up to date on those things before we get in to our lesson tonight. We've been talking about in a series about building a stronger spiritual life. And I firmly believe that as we get closer and closer and closer to the end, that it's critically important that we continue to build our lives as a Christian, continue to strengthen our lives as a Christian. And that's what this series is, just some very simple points, some very simple principles that we can live by. We were reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Very familiar passage of Scripture, and Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." It's always good when God is speaking that you listen to what he says, and not only listen, but to actually do what he says. And he said, "I'll liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man." And he goes on to say that he built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I just want to remind you that these two homes built on a rock and the other one built on sand, I want to remind you that it was the same wind, it was the same rain, it was the same flood that came. It was just different principles that the builders that built them lived by. One builder says, "You know what? Whenever I build a structure, I am going to anchor it into something that will not move, something that will not be eroded, at least within my lifetime, and it's going to stay strong and firm." The other's principle was basically, "I want to hurry up, get my house built. I'm in a rush. I want to get it done because I want to get in and I want to be in by Christmas. So let's, whatever corners we can cut, we can cut." So if it takes 30 days to build a foundation and for that foundation to properly cure, then skip it. Let's just build it on the sand. Well, when the rains come and the storms come, when life happens, he's talking about houses here, but he's really making reference to lives. He's making reference to my life and to your life, and the question would be asked tonight, are you built upon a rock, or are you built upon something that every time the tide comes in, it changes? So we're talking about building a stronger spiritual life. We started off with the point about becoming a river, not a swamp. We talked about identifying blessings. We talked about when it comes to blessings that we should be like Moses, follow the example of Moses and speak words of blessings into our families and into our friends. I want to encourage you again tonight as fathers and heads of your family that there you can and have the authority to take and speak blessings into your children. Speak the right words into your children, and when you will become older, they will be more apt to help take care of you. I've talked with people, and I know of people that they're like, "Well, I don't know why my kids never come around." Well, I think I know why. You got to speak. I've used this example many, 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 many times. I have a family, a member in our family that from when he was a young boy, he was dumb, foolish, stupid, never could do anything right. And you know what? He pretty much fit the bill all of his life. And he still looked upon that way, even though that is not the case. But you see, because no one took the time, you know, is it any harder to speak a blessing or speak a curse? Is it any harder to speak positive affirmation or negative complaining and such? So we talked about that, and then we talked about taking a step of faith. And I left you with this little assignment to restore someone's faith. Did anyone do their homework and talk with anyone to help restore their faith? Anyone? Awesome. Anyone like to share tonight what that just briefly? Nobody wants to? Everybody's looking at me like, do you have a $5 gift card? Another one? All right. We'll move on in our life lesson on how to build. Thank you, those of you that helped restore or are working on. I think that as a Christian, that's one thing that we can do that really is not difficult. It's not a difficult thing to do. So we're going to move on tonight into our next point, which would be point number 7 in our lesson. And we're entering into a season of Thanksgiving. And I've made this observation more recently because I had talked to you, and many of you know that kind of one of my favorite hangouts for lunch and such is my wife and I, we go to the Black Bear restaurant there, and they're very, very heavy in the Halloween decor. Okay, and I kind of looked some of this up. Halloween is like a multi-billion dollar industry or holiday. It's gotten to be one of the largest, other than Christmas, one of the largest holidays as far as monies that are spent. And it was funny because we drove in and we're like, oh, they got all the Halloween stuff up again. Well, maybe they'll take it down because Thanksgiving's coming. And we left, and of course, it's getting dark at like noon now. So we leave, and what's lit up but Merry Christmas on the outside? And I'm like, wow, we went right from Halloween to ghosts and goblins to Christmas. What happened to Thanksgiving? I've noticed over the last few years that Thanksgiving has been slowly, slowly being pushed out of our society and out of our culture. I think I have my reasons, and I don't want to get political tonight, and that's not part of my point, but gratefulness and thanksgiving have become somewhat of a scarcity today in today's, what I'm just going to say, woke world culture. And may I suggest a very simple way to always stay in the vein of being grateful? I think this is a key principle. There's nothing worse. Hear me now, okay? I don't know that there's any guest here tonight, and if you're a guest, bear with us, okay? There's nothing worse in the world than whiny, gripey, complainy Christians. I'm sorry. I'm just throwing it out there. We live in a whiny world. Everybody is. I read this little. It was funny because I going back over my phone and I'm like, man, I got like 6,500 pictures. I'm like, how do I take so many pictures? And I go back and I'm looking, and sometimes I see little sayings and stuff, and I'll take a picture of it because I think it's cool or funny. One of them, and I don't know which actor it was, but one of Hollywood actors that more on the conservative side of things, said, well, America, it starts, it says, good morning, America. What are we going to take and get offended about today? And I feel that we live in such a whiny, ungrateful, offended, everyday world, and I'm sick of all of that. And if we're not careful, we're talking about building a stronger spiritual life. If we're not careful as Christians, all of that junk that's out there and that we live in, we work in, we go to the grocery store, we go to the restaurants, it's all around us. If we're not careful, all of that will just stick to us. So for starters, I'm challenging us, start every morning with the prayer of gratitude to God for the gift of being able to have another day to live and breathe. Do this. I challenge you to do this. If you wake up and you got a migraine headache and your back sore and you got all of this stuff, the day ahead appears to look like it's going to just stink. Do it anyway. In all things. And that's so hard to do. I struggle with that. That's one of the most difficult scriptures that I struggle with. In all things, give thanks. Sometimes you want to say, seriously, God? Yep. In all things, give thanks. Some days, I'd just rather not have to deal with it. I just get up and it's like, you know what? You look outside, it's rainy, it's cold, it's sleet and snow, and you're like, oh, man. Just crawl back in bed. But we got to go. We got to keep moving. Got to keep. So at the end of every day. So you do it at the beginning of your day. At the end of every day, I want to challenge you every evening to give a prayer of gratitude. And thank God for the gift of time, for the gift of life, for the gift of relationship, and most of all, for the gift of salvation. We're talking about building a stronger spiritual life. It's really hard to be grumpy and complainy and whiny when you're grateful and you're thankful. Do you know that? It's really hard. It's really hard. So even though you had a rough day, a tough day, and a frustrating day, be thankful. Be grateful. My next point is something that I determined to do many, many, many years ago. Now, I grew up in a household where that we always had guests or visitors coming and going in our house. And my wife and I, over the years, have had the honor of sharing our home with many, many, many people. Many different families. I'm not talking about over for dinner. I'm talking about staying in our home for sometimes months at a time. Right now we have Sister Nancy Gomez, and I think it's going on 2+ years that she has been staying in our home. And it's an honor. It's a blessing. We worked her hard today. We order firewood. We heat our house quite a bit with wood. And when you get a Mack truck, dump truck load of firewood, and they dump it off in a big pile, and you look at it, it looks a little daunting. But when you have, like, a Nancy Gomez around, she's like, I'm sore. So families, friends, and I will say that we've even had a few strangers, people that we've only known perhaps for a week or a little more than a week, live and stay in our home. Many of our vacations that we have made, we've shared that experience with family and with friends. You see, God didn't design us. He designed us as social creatures. Did you know that? And it doesn't mean, and we're going to finish with this, doesn't mean that we have to always be surrounded by people. But I'm encouraging us today, as a Christian, to share the experience with family and friends. I want to encourage you to share your journey. Share your journey. Connection. Remember, life is really all about relationships, our relationship with each other, and our relationship with God. So connection with other people or groups of people, as in a connection group that we have here at Calvary Gospel Church. Connect with someone who is seeking to grow spiritually. You know what happens? I have found out, well, help them, mentor them, and we can learn. Did you know you can learn from someone that doesn't know as much as you know? Because we always know more than what we think. But see, there are times where I purposely put myself in a position where I spend time with someone that they may not be able to do some of the things that I can do, but I know I can't do some of the things that they can do. So I need to learn from them. I need to learn from them. Once a week for a period of time, I shared this. Meet with your, we talked about this with prayer partners. But as the men in the congregation, as our ladies and our young people, I want to encourage you, just sometimes just get together and just study the Word of God. I'm not saying that you bring a whole entire briefcase and you sit down and you're at the coffee shop or wherever and you go into this 3 hour. No, I'm just sometimes just bouncing things off someone else. So for a period of time, I've had meaningful conversations on some very difficult spiritual matters, perhaps things I'm struggling with or I'm seeking advice or counsel from. I've talked with many of you, our elders, Brother Caskey and our bishop and Steve Rogers. I talked about that. I've known Steve Rogers since I was 5 years old. And there are times I call him and say, hey, you guys, you ever deal with this? You ever have this issue? Scott Jacobs, he's our presbyter. No matter how hectic our schedules are, almost every night, Sunday night at 9 o'clock, I give Scott Jacobs a call because I know he's driving from Boscobel to Mankato, Minnesota, where he works. I tag in with him. How are you doing, Brother Scott? How was your Sunday? How's your week looking? I talk with Steve Spears. We've had him preach behind this pulpit many times. Brother Aaron Wright, just talked with him yesterday. Brother Aaron Soto and Brother Rufus Parker, who was just here this past weekend. Brother Jim Rivas and Brother Glenn Rossing, and our pastoral staff. Sometimes I just go from office to office to office on our staff, and I just close the door and just throw some things out there. You see, this is about mentoring, mentorship, and sharing your life, your journey with someone else. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if Jesus was very introverted and didn't want to share his journey with anybody? You know, pray for each other. I know schedules can get hectic. Share the needs. Talk about your wives to other men. Okay, I'm just joking on that. Wanted to see how many of you are like really paying attention. My wife was like, she was like right on it. Nodding your head, no. I brag about my wife to a lot of. I got an awesome wife. She puts up with. I asked her the other day, I said, I don't know how in the world you've lived with me for 40 years. But then I don't know how I've, no, I'm just kidding. See, coming up in a few weeks, we're looking to have a Thanksgiving meal here at church. And I want to hopefully be here for a portion of this. I told Brother Jerry I'd be willing to do some cooking. I want to help out. I want to help out in one way or another. I love to cook. And most of us love to eat. So it's important that we as Christians, that we serve, one another. And I want to just bring this out. Understand that serving is much different than volunteering. Okay? A lot of times we look at this and we say, well, I want to volunteer. Brother Simmons actually asked for volunteers. Okay, so he's asking for volunteers, but volunteering Or volunteerism is doing things at our own time when it's convenient for us. It doesn't really require any kind of sacrifice, even though we may say that it does. Now, on the other hand, we want to talk about serving. I think the best example we can find of serving is in John chapter 13, starting at verse 1. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was turning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He wasn't volunteering. He was serving. Big difference. We need to serve. We need to look for ways to serve the community, look the ways to serve each other in ministry, assist in meal trains, and realize that most tasks that we do here on earth really promise no reward here on earth. I don't know about you. I don't have a big bank account. And I don't have a big retirement account. But I'm hoping that if I live my life principled and I serve, and I can build up treasures in heaven. I'm not looking to build up a big treasure box for myself here on earth. And I want to close with one last point. It's already 9:05. The clock in the bank hasn't been changed yet. I remember my dad telling me years ago, this is deep East Texas now, and it's rumored that certain times of year it gets so bad you'd have to pipe sunlight in. That's how dark, you know. Okay, those are old-timer statements. Those are things I heard my grandpa say. But daylight savings time would come and all the old-timers would never change their clocks back. So you'd say, what time is it? What do you want, the old time or the new time? So this is old time, 5:09. New time's 5:08. Man, I got a long way. No, I'm just kidding. So closing with this one last point. I want to encourage us, and this is very important, and I think this is a critical component when it comes to building a stronger spiritual life that so many times we overlook it. And that is cultivate a little bit of solitude. Yes, sometimes we just need a little bit of time alone. You see, solitude, finding that time alone, I found out that for me, this may not be the same for you. We're all wired a little bit different. We all operate a little bit different. But for me, that solitude, that time alone, that thinking, that pondering, sometimes meditating, tends to make me a little bit tougher towards myself. Sometimes we can go pretty easy on ourselves. But when you get by yourself and it's just yourself and there's no one else around, and you can begin to think and think about your day and ponder your actions sometimes, tends to make me a little tougher toward myself, but generally more forgiving and more sympathetic, perhaps more tender in my heart towards others. It's a time where you can sit down and you can process everything that's happened, all the conversations that we have over the course of the day, and sometimes maybe you didn't what you wanted to say really didn't come out how you intended for it to come out. So really, either way, spending time alone, searching our inner self, seeking advice, seeking wisdom from God, it will help improve your outlook. The way you process life can help you overall improve your character. I want to be someone that's an individual, a man of character and integrity. And now Jesus, when you look at it, you say, well, I don't have time to just get by myself. I got too much going on in life. Pastor, have you ever? Yes, 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 and yes. There have been times in my life that I have run full steam for days and weeks and months. And trust me, eventually, it'll catch up to you. Something's going to break. You see these cars and vehicles and such that drive wide open everywhere you go. Sooner or later, something's going to break down. The problem is with humanity is we just can't drive into an O'Reilly's and go in and say, I need another one of these or these or these. We can drive ourselves into the ground physically. We can drive ourselves into the ground emotionally. We can drive ourselves into the ground mentally. We can drive ourselves into the ground spiritually simply because we don't take enough time for me. Let me say, well, that's being selfish. Well, what did Jesus do when the crowds pressed against him? What did he do? He left the crowd. Many occasions, not just once. There are times he left. Yes, we could say he's out in the wilderness fasting and praying for 40 days, but for 40 days he was out of mind and out of sight, disciples. Have you seen Jesus? Nope, don't know where he is. He headed up into the mountains, and that's the last we've seen of him. He's been up there 40 days. Does he love us? Did he care for us? Did he abandon us? No. What's he doing? He's reconnecting. He's reconnecting. He's getting his batteries recharged. He's getting his priorities put back, perhaps, in order. Oh, I'm not for sure what's all happening here, but it's kind of funny, whatever it is. Oh, let's all stand. Oh, lighten the moment for certain. So I want to encourage you tonight, this next week, to protect yourself from pressures of life, the frustrations that we all deal with in life. You want to be a better you? How many of you want to be a better? I want to be a better Roy Grant. I want to be the best Roy Grant that I can be. I want to be a better Christian. I want people, when they see me and they're around me, to know that I'm a Christian. Because I want to be Christ-like. And if that means that sometimes I have to just take a little bit of time away from the crowd and the noises of life. Now, there are those among us that are, I would just call, are driven people. I can be that way. I can get focused on something and it's just go, 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 go. You get focused on something you're interested in doing. You can work all day and all night and go to work the next day and go home and go right back to your project because you're focused and you're motivated. Don't consider time alone as a waste of time. I've heard people say that. Well, that's just a big waste of time. And when I when I say about spending time alone, I don't mean spending time with your cell phone, sitting in a lawn chair out in your back chair, and for 2.5 hours you're just scrolling through, checking this, checking that. That's not what I mean by time alone. I tell people like, oh, I called you last night, Pastor. Yep. I keep my phone. The furthest room from my bedroom is my office, and the very opposite end of the house. Kitty corner to kitty corner, it's 65, 70 feet away, and that's where my phone spends the night. You see, if you're fighting with your husband or wife at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't need to call your pastor. Just call 911. Okay? Just a little food, just a little throwing it out there. So set a few minutes aside. Man, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour. Just set a little bit of time aside so you could just have some, just you. I want to encourage you in that just you time. Sometimes it's like, well, I got my prayer time, Pastor. Most of our prayer times, this is a one-way conversation with God. Let's just be honest. Very seldom do we ever wait for God to respond. We're in a hurry in the morning, 30 minutes, we blow it all out there, we get in our cars, we're gone. We come home, the kids are finally tucked in. You're supposed to be in bed, it's late, you're tired, you're grumpy. You quick throw a prayer down, you hop in, you turn the light off, and you're sleeping, and God's like, you know what you were asking me this morning? I got an answer for you, but oh well. Maybe tomorrow. I've always wondered. I wonder if God cries. You ever wonder that? You ever think that sometimes just the way we treat him? I don't know. In the stillness of those moments, and the quietness where we turn our problems away, our minds away from the problems in life, and fix our thoughts on the mind of God. And we can allow God to begin to download into our minds, into our thoughts. What does he do? He begins to share his mind. We say, well, I wonder what the mind of Christ is like. Well, sometimes if we just slowed down enough, he would share those things with us. He wants to share his thoughts towards us. He wants to share his wishes that he has for us. He wants to share his will that he has for our lives, but sometimes we're just too busy to slow down. But you see, if we make this part of our daily routine, how many of you brush your teeth when you get up in the morning? I would guess it's almost unanimous other than Matt and Rosie. Or you raise your hand, Nolan. No, oh, he does now. We all brush our teeth, don't we? I hope. We probably all use deodorant. We probably all comb our hair, unless we don't have hair. Some of us, it's a little easier to comb than it used to be. It's because it's all part of our daily routine. Let's just take and get a little solitude. Learn to cultivate a little solitude. So tonight, as we close this message out, I've got two more in this series, I believe. We'll get to those a little later. Talking about building a stronger spiritual life. I don't want to just live. I want to thrive. There's a difference between just living and thriving as you live. I don't want to just live a life. I want to have a blessed life. And that's what this is about, just taking some simple principles and applying them so that these principles become part of our daily routine. So with that, as our worship team, Sister Sarah Repka, begins to sing, lead us into worship, I just want to open up this altar if you'd like to come down and spend a little bit of time building a stronger spiritual you. God bless you, Sister Sarah.
Jesus.
Lord again, church. I just want to encourage you. This weekend now we have Brother Jonathan Mackey. He will be here on Sunday morning. He'll be doing the Bible class and then also the preaching. And then we have our craft fair. I think it's more than craft. Brother Ty was telling me he's bringing a bunch of baked goods, stuff that he baked up. So I want to encourage you to be. I want to thank the ladies that are involved in that and helping put that on. And I appreciate all the effort that goes into all this. So God bless you. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Have a blessed evening. And we will see you all back here either Saturday or on Sunday morning. God bless.